This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR. I'm Dave Fallon, and joining me is Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hey there, Dave.
Our guest is Warwick Mayor Scott Apedesian, also the chairman of the Rhode Island Public Transit Authority, RIPTA, and that is the focus of our discussion this time around. Mayor, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
There is a proposal to turn Kennedy Plaza in Providence into more of a green public space and perhaps move the bus stops. And how would those proposals affect the RIPTA lines that go into Kennedy Plaza now?
Well, Dave, we have a number of lines that really don't need to come to Kennedy Plaza to begin with. And in fact, in some cases, we let people off of buses into a traffic lane. Those are things that we've wanted to fix for a while. The Greater Kennedy Plaza Group coming together with a proposal to turn this into a different kind of space that's more pedestrian-friendly, environmentally friendly, and a gathering space can dovetail very well with a lot of things that we want to change at RIPTA.
Where would RIPTA's lines relocate to?
Some of them would move to different parts of the city, and some probably don't need to come into Providence at all. There's a number of different lines that come to Kennedy Plaza because it's considered our hub that might not even need to come down here. So if we can move them in a different way, we can save time on the route so people won't be coming here. If we're not letting passengers off or taking passengers on here, then we're definitely going to see that we'll have shorter routes in moving people in different ways. I think the goal is to figure out places where the bus berths could go so that we're not ending up reducing any of the amount of actual service and passengers getting on or getting off here in Kennedy Plaza, because obviously the City of Providence is one of the largest users of our bus service. So we want to use that much more efficiently and effectively.
Does this need years of planning and proposals and approvals?
Well, as we continue through our comprehensive operational analysis, we're seeing already the things that we need to do to make routes more effective. And so I don't think it's going to be a long, drawn-out process from the RIPTA perspective, because we're going to start public hearings on the COA process fairly soon. We're going to have a series of them around the state, and that's going to really talk about moving our service to a different level. And when we do that and we complete that, then that would definitely be a portion of what Greater Kennedy Plaza Group is looking to do in Kennedy Plaza.
So you're sort of the old hub and spoke idea is being really modified pretty significantly in this idea, right?
That's correct, because what we found, Mark, is we have been running routes from point A to point B in a static way all day long, whether or not that made sense. So maybe we run from point A to point B from 7 in the morning to 10 in the morning, and then we go from point B to point C and D for a portion of time, and then we come back to the other one. What we're trying to do through the COA is say, where are people getting on the bus, where are they getting off the bus, and where do we see that we need enhanced service? And where can we move things around so that we can take our resources and deploy them to move more people?
Well, where do you think you need enhanced service? Have you got to that point yet?
We have the full draft analysis has been done, and what we're finding is that we have a real need to turn Warwick Mall into more of a transportation center, because that's where lots of the routes tend to cross path. So we might not necessarily need the routes to continue the way they're going. If we can get people off at the mall, we might be able to move them to the same location, but in a more effective way. We see that, obviously, the train station in Providence, the train station in Warwick, Wickford Junction, need more service, and we need to figure out a way that we're moving people from Wickford to Warwick to Providence, depending on when the next train to Boston is going, where it's going to leave from. So instead of waiting, maybe 2 hours, if we can move you, you might only be waiting 25 minutes so that you can get the next available train in a much more timely manner. So I think that's what we're also going to be looking at in moving things around. We're also looking at where are parking rides effective? Where are they not effective? Maybe we decided because the state owned the property that we would create a parking ride here because it was free. Maybe that's not the place it needs to be. And as we look at those numbers, we say, okay, what will drive them up? What will make it more cost efficient and cost effective? But in the end, we don't envision that this COA process will entail any cutting of routes. It might be just a repositioning of routes so that we're picking up more people and moving them.
Not that long ago, Amtrak came out with an announcement that they were going to spend close to $6 million on the station in Providence, essentially bringing it back up to what it should be, but also talking about the fact that there would be more connection with buses, and that's obviously part of the plan. Have you found that the intermodal transportation hub that's in Warwick has helped you think about Providence in a different way?
Absolutely, because we know when you get off the plane, and if we can get you to the train station and you can easily move from there to another location, then you're going to do it. If it's not convenient and it's not easy, you're going to figure out another way to go. So when we look at Providence and Providence Station, and Director Lewis has had an incredible role in trying to get RIPTA to look at being the rail corp as well and saying, okay, you've got all these different components. How do we piece them all together so that, and I think one of the things is this some kind of a link between Wickford, Warwick, and Providence to say to someone who's waiting in Wickford, you have 3 hours before the next train to Boston. How about if we get you up to Providence and you're only going to have a half hour? There are ways to make it work. We just have to think a little differently. And what's going on in Providence now with the renovations of Providence Station has used a lot of the good things that we learned as we were doing the Intermodal Center in Warwick.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and our guest is Warwick Mayor Scott Apedesian, also the chairman of RIPTA, the Rhode Island Public Transit Authority. Staying in Providence, I wouldn't call it a problem, but there has been an observation that not everyone at a bus stop is there to take the bus, to get on the bus. There's a lot of loitering around in the present locations at Kennedy Plaza. How would you change things if you could at wherever RIPTA goes to?
Well, I think for the Kennedy Plaza example, if you reclaim that as space that is safe and that's inviting and that people want to be in, you're going to lose a lot of the loitering problem to begin with. Secondly, wherever we choose that that buses are going to stop in order to take on passengers, if you make that environment so that it's comfortable for the passengers but that it's not to the point where you're going to spend 3 hours there, and there are ways to do that when you do the whole environmental design of a bus stop, you want to leave, you want to have enough amenities for your actual passengers, but you don't want to create that kind of a comfortable nuisance where you're going to invite other people to just spend the day there. And there are ways to do that, and studies have shown that there are effective means of that you can employ to have what you need but not turn it into something that it becomes more of a detriment to the community.
As RIPTA plans, in effect, a restructuring statewide with the routes, what about the fare structure? Will the fares remain stable? Might they go up?
Well, there's no plan to increase fares at the moment. I'll tell you one of the things that we're looking at. Many public transportation companies now offer what they consider concierge service. So you might pay more, but it might be a different kind of bus. It might have Wi-Fi on it. You might have coffee service. We need to look at numbers to say what kind of demand might there be for that. But if there's a way that we can move people and make some money in doing so, I think we'll not only be looking for that, but hopeful that that would catch on.
Now, when you talk about Kennedy Plaza, you know, RIPTA's charge isn't to make the plaza, you know, and the park, Burnside Park and everything else, a better public accommodation. It's part of a group that's looking at that. But do you envision that, say, there's less amount of the plaza paved, you know, that it's more of its green space? You know, do you all of a sudden set up a retail district or a performance space? I mean, what are the ideas being bandied about?
There are all sorts of great opportunities here, but let me give you a little idea of where I think they're going. Years ago, Bryant Park in New York City, no one would go to. It had pretty much been abandoned space. It was taken over by drug dealers, and it was the type of space right next to the New York Public Library that people were afraid of. If you go to Bryant Park today, there's kiosks with local artists exhibiting their work. There's a skating rink. There's restaurants and food courts and food trucks. So if you look at that and you look at what currently exists in Kennedy Plaza, a lot of those components are already there. The question would be, how do you make it inviting so that there's outdoor seating? You plant some more trees. You make it so that there's adequate parking nearby, so if you want to come into the middle of the city, that's accessible and easily defined. There are ways to do that, and I think Bryant Park is a great example of that.
Okay, we'll leave it there. We've been talking with Warwick Mayor and RIPTA Board Chairman Scott Avedisian about public transit issues. Thank you, Mayor.
My pleasure.
And always thanks to Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Great to be here, Dave.
This has been The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.